Happy Boxing Day!
Boxing Day of happiness.
Oh, we're here!
Jonathan's not.
No, he's helping Santa. He's
an elf
for Santa. So instead you've got David Tennant.
And Catherine Tate.
We'll be with you until 1 o'clock.
Imagine!
Oh, happy Christmas! Darkness. Christmas time, don't let the bells end. We are still playing Christmas songs.
Yeah, we are. We should.
I think you should. It's still Christmas. Yeah, there has been some debate as to whether that's the appropriate action for a Boxing Day
50% of people apparently over it already.
Really?
Yes.
What, did you read that in some
survey? No, that's what Fiona said.
Oh, I see.
Producer.
I thought that was a statistic.
While you were in the room.
Oh, well, you know, I don't pay attention. Yeah, I'm mesmerised by the Ken Bruce Memorial window that we're facing.
Which has upgraded, hasn't it?
It has. The last time we were here, Ken Bruce had a slightly shabby black and white photocopy of him with... Who was it?
Beyonce. It was Beyonce, yeah.
Now, is that still Beyonce at the end there?
No, that... Oh, no, it is, actually.
That's still Beyonce. There's now 3 laminated full-colour photographs surrounded by tinsel.
And it looks like he's polished his head. For the occasion.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's much better.
He has exactly the same expression in all 3 photographs.
Do you think he actually just photoshops himself in?
Actually, he might do.
I bet he just changes
the shirt. Yes, that could be anyone. That could be Cheryl Cole and her dad with her head replaced by Ken Bruce.
Beyonce and her tour manager. I think that's who it is.
And then... No, that's the dancing girl on the end, isn't it?
Is it Alicia Dixon?
That's it.
Yes.
I knew that.
And I'm saying that without even
very good.
Seeing it.
You can just tell by the way Ken is excited. By
the little glint in Ken's eye.
By her fingers around his neck. She has. That's either affection or she's throttling him. So anyway, here we are, Boxing Day morning.
Boxing Day morning.
Yeah.
Still feeling full from last night.
Oh,
from
come
yesterday.
On. I haven't even started on the leftover turkey yet.
Isn't it amazing that Christmas is the only time you can eat a very big lunch, sit down, and then open a box of chocolate?
And then around 7 o'clock go, I'm getting a bit peckish.
Yeah, what have we got? What have we got in the way of anything?
Anything left? Anyway, so who have we got on the show today, Catherine Tate?
Oh, we've only got my granddad coming in.
Not your actual granddad.
Not my actual granddad. The Cribmeister's coming in.
Bernard Sir Cribbins of Cribster. will be here. I think he's already here.
I think he is already here.
Because he's keen and he's perky.
Oh, he is.
So that's nice.
That's brilliant.
We'll talk to him. What? I don't know what we've got to talk to him about.
No, it's not as if we don't already know all his secrets, is it?
Yeah. The great thing about doing this show, you get given pages.
You do get given a big tome, don't you?
That's my sound effect.
Yeah. That's our notes.
That's our notes.
There we go.
So there's all sorts in there we can ask him about.
Oh, yes. He was born in Oldham.
Yeah.
Yes.
To Ethel and Jack. Didn't know that.
Yes, and it's actually says that it actually says.
That's a double negative or something.
That his father worked down to mill. It actually says that in the notes. Yeah. Have you seen that? It says
up to mill.
Oh, up
actually,
to mill.
Which is
yeah.
very different from down to mill.
It would be down
very
to
different
pit,
jobs.
Yeah. Wouldn't it? And up to mill.
So Bernard was on telly with us last night.
Oh, he was.
We have been on. We should probably apologise to the nation.
It's a bit overkill,
our
isn't
scorched
it?
Earth policy of with the Richard and Judy of Christmas.
Overexposure before it could all sink into oblivion.
Don't worry. Listen, come January, you will see nothing of us.
Yeah, that's it.
We were
that's
both on it. Telly together twice last night.
Yeah.
That's a bit much,
and
isn't
now
it?
On the radio.
Yeah. And of course, I'm in between all the programmes as well.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Riding reindeer. I can only...
You are riding reindeer.
I can only apologise for my ubiquity.
You're also in Hamlet tonight.
I'm in Hamlet tonight.
Very much looking forward to
it. I can't even keep track. I'm on Desert Island Discs tomorrow.
You're all over the schedule. Are you really?
I am.
Now that's too much.
That is too much, isn't it?
You've overdone it.
I don't think they knew. I don't think Desert Island Discs knew.
It was scheduled in February.
I think they thought they were onto something kind of unique, but it's just the same sad old me getting wheeled out.
It's buy one, get another one free,
isn't it? If you didn't like me before Christmas, you must hate me now.
And we were on Buzzcocks about a week ago.
I know.
And I think we're coming up on something else soon. Dear. And on New Year's Day. Oh, it's actually getting...
I'm feeling a little bilious. Who else have we got then? The Codeine Velvet Club.
Brilliant.
Have flown down from Scotland this morning.
6:30.
Who cares about their carbon footprint? They're here.
Doesn't matter.
And that's all that's important.
There's
it's Christmas.
Very few people flying.
The environment stops degrading for Christmas, it turns out.
It does.
Which is lucky. And then we've got Peter Davison coming in.
Peter Davison. slight Doctor Who theme.
There is a bit of a Doctor Who theme. That's a coincidence because he's here for a totally
he
other
is,
reason.
He is. He's here for, I imagine, Legally Blonde.
Yeah, although it will be interesting to ask him if he's done an interview since 1984 where he hasn't talked about
where
Doctor Who.
Where he hasn't been asked.
I'm finding that an interesting topic right now, looking to the future.
Are you going to deliberately not mention it in the future?
No, Stonewall that would them. Be... Do you think?
Well, it depends how bored you get of it.
I will never get bored of it.
It depends if you're doing something like dancing on ice.
In which case I'll be clinging to anything. Any glimmer of former celebrity, I will be clasping
Remember
to my
me.
Bosom. Remember Christmas 2009 when I was on the telly all the time?
All the time. And yeah. Now you're scoring my and now pirouettes on ice.
And now I'm hoping for Panto and Bridge End.
Pray God.
I'd quite like to do Panto and Bridge End. That'd be a nice place to do it. Should we play another record? What's this? Oh, this.
Do it.
This is, I like this song. Do you know this one, Catherine? MGMT?
Oh, see now, why You're is, a big fan. Why have my one got, Trail. That means a trail.
Yeah.
There's a new band.
Yeah, don't try and understand
no,
the computer screen in front of you.
Mine's highlighted in red.
No, that's later. It's the one. It's where it's the arrow is at the top of the screen.
Oh, okay.
Kids MGMT.
Yes.
It says B on it. I don't know what B means.
B. No, I don't.
Let's play B.
Do it.
This is it. Do you know this track?
I don't know what it is yet.
It's MGMT. How? It's Kids.
No.
You'll love it.
How do you know when to stop talking?
It's when the green bit finishes on the screen. Which is any second. Oh,
oh,
hang on.
I
or is it
see.
The yellow bit?
No, now.
So, Catherine, I haven't seen you over Christmas. I haven't told you. I've got a new business.
Really?
Yeah. I'm making.
What's your new business?
Well, I'm. Sorry. I'm making fireplaces.
You're making fireplaces?
Yeah.
How's business?
Great.
Do you see what we've done?
You see?
What we've done. I love it.
Yes.
This is the game.
This is the game of the morning.
For today.
Yeah.
It's the I've got a new business game.
What have you got?
Of course you've not. You wouldn't know. I've got a new business.
You've got a new business? Well, what's a new business?
I'm a Pilates teacher.
You're a Pilates teacher?
Amazingly.
Right. And how's business?
I think I've overstretched myself.
Right.
Do you see?
Good, you see how it works.
We're actually encouraging people to ring in and give us their new businesses.
There are no prizes. We're not allowed to give you prizes for this.
There's no prizes, but it's prize enough, surely, to be on the radio on Boxing Day.
Exactly. There's a competition later. Don't phone in for that. Phone in for this. It's much more interesting.
This.
We've got Lisa, who's come all the way from Birmingham to answer phones today.
Great.
So we need to
give her a reason.
We need to make her busy.
Yes.
You can call her on 0500 288 291.
Can you text? No, you wouldn't want to text a new business.
You could text a new business. You might want to find a way of...
How would you format that?
You could just say name of business and how it's going and we can work out the rest.
Yes, okay, say name of business, how it's going. And you would text that to 889... No, you wouldn't.
No, you would...
88291.
There you go. Text. I don't know if you know this, but text will be charged at your standard message rate.
Oh, right.
So that's interesting. And calls on 0500 288 291, they're free from most landlines.
Okay.
The majority of landlines, that'll be free. But some networks and mobile operators, they'll charge for these calls.
It's best to check with your provider.
You probably should check with
your provider.
If they're in on Boxing Day, I don't know. Or you can... You could email david.tennant at bbc.co.uk.
Yes, you could. You've got your own BBC address.
Check it out. What on earth is going to be in that
What, in
inbox?
your email box?
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
So you could, but anyway, this is our parlour game for Christmas.
Oh, it's lovely.
We should credit. This is something we used to play on the set of Doctor Who.
It is, and it was originated, as far as I know, by the lovely Paul Bennett.
Lovely Paul Bennett, assistant director.
He's just fainted, hasn't he,
of some repute. We're just stealing his idea.
Stealing his idea.
Yeah.
Very much making it our own.
I haven't told you about this because I've got a new business.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I have.
So quick.
I have.
What, what's your new business?
I'm sculpting religious icons.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am.
How's that panning out for you?
I'm making a profit.
There we go.
Our Merry Christmas, everybody, by Oasis.
Hi, Oasis. How very lovely. We've got some texts already.
Have we?
Yes.
Has this got a new business text?
No, these are still not to come.
Although the phone lines have lit up.
They have. The phone lines are buzzing and rocking, and we're very excited about that. But here's a text from Sarah. It could be Sarah in Wokington, Cumbria. Merry Christmas, Catherine and David. Sitting listening to you in my new T-shirt bought to me by my in-laws. It's got David's face on it.
Oh, excellent.
And her husband isn't happy.
Oh.
That's a shame. Did you know there's T-shirts with your face on it?
Are they official merchandising?
I don't know. It depends what your face is doing, isn't it?
Probably does. Yeah. Yeah. And how my face is framed.
Yes. And what the backdrop is.
Did the in-laws buy it at a market?
Yeah, that's the clue.
I'm probably not getting 0.5 of a pence if they did. I suspect.
Let's face it, we don't make a killing on the merchandising.
We really don't. But we're not bitter. We're very happy.
Listen, lots of people would love their face on a T-shirt. I got sent a T-shirt.
Yes.
And it actually, the T-shirt is a big photograph of Bradley Whitford,
who plays Josh in the West Wing.
And he's wearing a T-shirt. It's a T-shirt. It's like one of those looking at yourself in a mirror. So it's Bradley Whitford on a T-shirt, wearing a T-shirt.
Uh-huh. And has that T-shirt got you on it?
On that T-shirt has got me and you on it.
No!
Yes!
Bradley Whitford.
Bradley Whitford.
Knows who we are?
I don't think it was from Bradley Whitford.
Was he photoshopped in? Is it a Ken Bruce job?
I think it's someone who very kindly knows how much I love Bradley Whitford. Mm. And in it, and between me and you, there's a heart and it says super fanboy, as if Bradley Whitford is as besotted with me as I am with him. But that's quite a...
It's a nice thought.
It is a nice thought.
Most of the listening public are going, Bradley who?
Bradley who and what are you talking about?
The West Wing. If you missed it, ladies and gentlemen, you should
get the box set.
Not that we're advertising, but it would make your life better.
Get it given to you. Oh, it really would. It really would. The world was a better place once I got in touch with the West Wing. Mm. Brilliant!
Yeah. Listen, after this, we will have some new businesses, apparently.
Yeah, we will.
They are phoning up.
I know, it's very... Oh, they're phoning up, of course.
Yeah.
That's going to be really brilliant.
I do have another business. I don't know if I told you about it.
What's the new business?
I'm a specialist butcher.
A specialist butcher?
Yeah.
How's business?
Awful. What did you say?
I said to you, shall we read these out as if they were here? You ignored me.
I don't even know what that means.
No, I know. It's not clear. What I'm saying is, like, for example, look, we've got a lovely text here, and I think this is really quite a good one.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'll say Andy Parrish has got a new business.
Oh, Andy's got a new business.
Yeah.
What's Andy's new business?
Well, he's selling hotcakes.
Is he? And
yeah.
How's Andy's business?
It's not going as well as expected.
Oh, very good.
It's good, isn't it? It's very clever.
That's
I really
clever.
Like
this
that.
This is good.
I was worried
that once these started coming in, we'd have done them all before.
We'll have done them all.
Because we've been working on this for a good year now.
Oh, it's been brewing.
Yeah. And once you get going, it's hard to think of anything else.
It is indeed. But that's a really good one. And there's a really good one that I'm going to save because I'm frightened that no one's going to be able to top it.
Oh, really?
That's
our Into the Next Record, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
I've got, somebody here is just a phone number, so
okay.
I don't know, but they've got a new business, yeah.
What's their new business?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say I've got a new business.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a new business. I've ruined this already.
Oh.
I've deconstructed it. It's fallen apart.
We're never gonna get Panto now.
Oh,
come on.
Well, that's Bernard Howe in a minute. I've got a new business.
What's your new business?
Yeah, it's a cloning business.
Well, how's business?
I'm beside myself.
Okay.
Quite good.
Okay.
I quite
like
very
that. Very nice.
Yeah. There's quite a lot of people who have a lift business.
Oh, is it going up and down?
It is,
yeah, it would be.
You've got to be better than that, people. You've got to be sharper than that this morning.
Come on, people.
We've got someone on the phone.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. Look how interactive we are. I think it might be David from, maybe South Woodford.
Really?
Yeah.
David?
Hello there.
Hello, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Yeah, happy Boxing Day. Where is South Woodford?
In London, East London.
I knew that, yeah.
Rumour has it, David.
Yes.
You've got a new business.
I have. I've set myself up as a parking attendant, reading parking meters.
Really? Not very popular, I imagine, but how's business?
Fine.
Fine.
Took me a minute.
Nice well going.
If we were allowed to send you a prize, we would.
We
but
would
not,
indeed.
So
we're not.
Forget about it.
Except I would.
Yeah, and just our Christmas joy is yours.
Oh,
thank you for phoning in.
We're everywhere.
Yeah. Thank you very much for that.
No problem at all.
Thanks, David. Have a lovely Christmas.
And you.
Bernard Cribbins is about to come
up.
Oh,
he is.
Do you have another phone? No.
No, he's about to come up. Shall we go into this brilliant one?
Yeah, go on.
And then we'll go into a song.
Yeah. Do you see that's the motion? Catherine's practicing the cue the song motion. But don't practice it because they might start playing the song.
Oh, gosh. I thought you said emotion. It's like bidding you mean gesture.
Gesture, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's okay. Like bidding at an auction. You can't, if you do it, if you raise your hand,
if you raise your hand, Coldplay will be on quite
soon. Exactly. No, it's not Coldplay.
Actually, someone texted and said, who was it texted and said, does this mean that Coldplay, as you're on the radio, does this mean after Buzzcocks, Coldplay is going to play?
They might come up
quite
later.
A lot. Oh, here it is. Yeah. It was Cat in a snowless pool. I don't think that means swimming pool. I think it's pool with an E.
Right. Oh, I see.
Pool in Dorset.
Where it isn't snowing.
Look, Bernard Cribbins is looking
Bernard
at
Cribbins
us through
is
the window.
Us a malevolent look.
Oh, and I pointed. We're very lucky we didn't get a song
yes,
then.
Yes.
Here it is. Here is the Brit. Oh, I've built it up. But I think this is one.
Who's
of
it from first?
It's from Colin Hamblett in Walkden.
All right. That's you thanked, Colin. Now we're gonna do it like it should be done.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got a new business.
Oh, yeah. What's your new business?
I'm making calendars.
Making calendars, yeah. Right. How's business?
Our days are numbered.
Oh, we're come on!
Come on!
It's Christmas.
Well, that's something about Elvis is on. We were just having a little debate about that.
Can I just say, before we introduce the marvellous Bernard Cribbins, to Colin Hamblett, I'm so sorry that you didn't get your intro and the...
Yeah, I know.
I mean, come on, people.
Yeah.
What happened?
Bernard Cribbins is here. That's what's happened.
Has something gone wrong?
Well, we just
Do you want me to go out and come in
again? We just did a brilliant new business.
We tried to sort of segue beautifully into the last track.
And it had to be on my go, didn't it?
Segue.
Yeah.
Musical terms.
Have you ever done this, Bernard? Radio presenting?
What, segued?
Have you segued on radio?
No, not really. Not in this sort of, massive production like you're involved
with. Massive production.
I mean, tinsel and cakes.
Orange squash juice.
And a bucket full of cherries.
I am just stuffing my face. I just keep being brought food this morning.
Why didn't you shave before the show? Why didn't you shave?
Because I was trying to keep up with you. Look at you, your lovely beard.
That's stubble. This is a beard.
I'm trying to catch up.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, I forgive you then. I thought
aspiring.
You'd just been rather lazy.
I'm aspiring.
And Catherine hasn't shaved either, I don't.
It's on radio. You don't need to.
Did you ever meet Elvis, Bernard?
Never. No, no.
Because you've met just about everyone else.
Not really, no. I met quite a few people, yes, because I've been around a couple of weeks. And No, I never met him. He only landed here once, didn't he, according to somebody? Didn't he land in Scotland somewhere, en route from Germany, going back home?
Did he ever actually work here at all?
No, I don't think so. Unless he worked under an assumed name.
Sure.
Charlie Drake or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't he tour then? Never.
Lots
of people shaking their heads
Shaking their head as if to say, how could you not know?
How could you not know that?
Yes, well, never mind.
Were you a fan?
Not madly, no. No, no. I like sort of, Lead Belly and Big Bill Brunsey and people like that. No, I was more bluesy than poppy stuff, really. Yeah.
Did you have a lovely Christmas, though?
We did. We had a very quiet Christmas. Yes. The two of us yesterday, Jill and I, we just sat there and demolished a duck.
You ate quack quack?
Yes.
Duck instead
all right?
of... Instead of...
What, you go and feed him in the park, do you?
Not allowed to feed them bread, actually. And everyone feeds ducks bread, don't they? But it's actually not very good for them.
Oh, really?
I've never seen a duck sink through eating bread.
No, why is it not good for them? What does it do?
Well, doesn't it... They just say it's not good for them. They're supposed to eat algae.
Well, you can't walk about with a bucket full of algae, can you?
It's difficult.
You get
it's
on a bus with a bucket full of algae, the conductor says, excuse me, what's in there?
Exactly. It tends to slip through your fingers as you sprinkle them
Indeed,
as well.
Indeed, yes. I think bread's all right, isn't
is it?
Is it? Well, wholemeal, yes, that's what we eat,
Yeah, that's all right.
With hasn't done you any
multi-grain,
harm,
multi-grain.
You were brought up on bread, weren't you?
I was brought up on bread.
Did you eschew turkey on purpose, or do you just prefer
We don't like turkey particularly.
Really?
No, not
I
particularly.
I love turkey.
Isn't it quite
Well, if I'd known, I'd have brought you one.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't.
But did you eat turkey?
I ate turkey.
Yes. What did you have?
Some vegetables, thank you.
Yeah.
Just vegetables.
Only vegetables. Were they arranged in some lovely way?
They were made to look like a turkey.
Yeah.
But what I don't like is...
A tofu turkey.
It is the point of doing nut roast in the shape of a turkey.
No.
Hot nuts.
No, no, there's no point. There's no point, is there? No.
No.
No, just get the nutcrackers out and get going. Like
my mum made beef actually yesterday.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She wasn't very happy with the dinner as an event, and she actually said at one point, yeah, I'm not quite sure what the timings are, but you can eat beef raw, can't you?
Well, it's true.
You can. The Japanese love it.
If you're a lion.
Yeah.
Yes. It was very nice. Raw. It was very nice.
So you had raw beef and vegetables.
Well, I didn't.
Did you?
What did you have with your duck, Merlin?
We had roast parsnips, boiled potatoes, sprouts, which are very nice.
A boiled rather than a roasted potato?
Yes, we had boiled. Well, I mean, you know, they've got sort of, you know, moisture and grease with the duck, so you don't really need roast potatoes.
I don't like
roast parsnips, which are lovely. I do like roast parsnips.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're probably my favourite cooked vegetable. Ever.
Good.
Yes, really nice.
You've learned something new today.
Mm.
Yes.
Maybe given in carrots.
Roast potatoes and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
I do like veggies. What did you have roast of veggies yesterday?
We had parsnips.
Yes.
Don't really like them.
Do you know what? You're the only vegetarian who doesn't like any vegetables, aren't you?
I do like vegetables.
Well, can I have your parsnips next time then?
Yes, you may. Okay, you may have my serving.
Now, Bernard, you were magnificent. Last night.
Yes.
What happened last night?
We were all in it, but you were the best.
Were
you in it?
Yeah, I was in it.
That's one of Bernard's things, isn't it? Whenever you do a take with Bernard, after they shout cut, Bernard always says, you were the best. But last night, Bernard...
No, when he's working with me, he says, I was the best.
it was all very jolly, I must say.
Yeah. It's really quite...
It's a very dark episode, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was quite dark and sort of, you know, shouty and...
We're talking about, incidentally, the End of Time Part 1, the Doctor Who Christmas special that was on last night, which all three of us were in, so we're being very smug about that.
Yes. Yeah.
But the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
The end.
Very exciting.
I can't wait for the next one because I've been people have been asking me, you know, about
what happened
the very last one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have to say, I didn't get the last four pages
Did
of the script.
Did you never get them?
No. I don't know what happens to you.
Really?
I mean, you could still be in it as far as I know.
Can you imagine if it's just a big ruse?
One big ruse.
Yes. Hang about. He's still there.
Yeah.
Matt Smith was in on it all the time.
Matt Smith is actually me in prosthetics.
Yes. But it was so easy to talk to me because they try and winkle it out of you, don't they?
Yeah.
Of course.
I just have to say, I'm sorry, I do not know. You can tear my fingernails out and
you won't get
eat all my vegetables and my parsnips and I still can't tell you.
No, you get no change out of me.
Just shake me and I might rattle.
I think we should play one of your songs, Bernard.
Oh, right.
I think it's only right and proper.
Absolutely.
Can we all join in?
Well, you can. Do you remember
the
words?
Some of them, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you blank now on these songs? Oh, it was a while ago now.
We were at a party. Have I time to tell you this?
You have all the time
We
in
were
the world.
At a party a couple of years ago. It was George Martin's 40th wedding anniversary.
Oh,
we had a lovely
dropper.
Party. Well, he did my recordings, you see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at his lovely house up in the country there. Rolf Harris was there, and of course, being Rolf, he brought his squeeze box, so he was doing the Quarter King Caractacus, that one. And then at one point, he said, come on, Cribbins, get up, we'll do right, said Fred. And I said, right, you see, because I'd had at least two Orangeades and a Coke as well.
Uh-huh.
And I went down, could I remember the words? No
really?
Way. No way, no. He knew them, I didn't. Yes, because he loves it.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of words in this song, aren't there?
Yeah, yes, an awful lot. And I remember getting to the second verse and singing total rubbish and then said, that was the Polish version.
Well, apparently this is the English
version. She's very fast. Right, said...
You seem to remember the words all right there.
Yes, I remember bits of it, but it does take you by surprise sometimes.
Yeah.
Came flooding back to him.
And what did you just say, Catherine?
I said, is Fred a builder? Is that not...
No, he's a removal man, isn't he?
Oh, he's a removal man.
Yeah.
Oh, but didn't it say go
it's
up on the ladder?
No, well, Charlie says all that, you see.
Oh, so Charlie's a builder?
No,
sure.
He's just an advisor.
Oh,
yes. Have you listened to it at all?
I think he moonlights, to be honest.
He does, actually, yes.
As a builder.
He's just done my extension, actually. The back. Yes. How does it look?
It looks lovely. Bernard, have you got any new businesses?
New
business? Do you know the new business game?
No.
Oh, well.
No, I've been away for a couple of weeks.
Let us illustrate. Let us illustrate. David.
I've got one here.
Okay.
From Pippa.
Yes.
Who takes this in. Mm. And Pippa and her fiancé, I think that's slightly irrelevant, but they've got...
May not be irrelevant to Pippa.
No, I'm sure. No. Pippa, I hope you. I hope,
he's very.
I hope 2010 is wonderful in your new married
2010,
life.
Get you.
Yeah.
Who's been reading the compliance rules?
And we're supposed to say 2010.
You're not allowed to say 2010.
BBC
in case,
don't say 2010.
Look, they're going. Look, the people in there are exploding.
Can't you say 2010?
You're not allowed in case people get confused.
You can, Bernard, because you're a guest. You can do whatever you like.
That's true.
Okay, right.
Yes. You can.
Don't tell him what he can do because he will.
No, he will. Yeah, that's true. Don't
right,
tempt
excuse
him.
Me. I'll just undo my braces for a start. That's it. That's more comfortable now.
There is a webcam, though, I should warn you.
I like webcams. Yes. What were you were talking about?
Yeah, so Pippa and her fiancé have got a new business. Yeah.
What's their new business?
They've started their own bakery.
How's business?
It needs a little attention.
Okay.
Oh, very good. What do you call a girl between two posts?
I don't know. What do you call a girl between two posts?
A net.
There you go.
Very good.
Yes. Now, CBeebies jokes.
You're not in Panto this year, Bernard.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
When did you last do Panto?
Have you done Panto?
Has Bernard Cribbins done Panto?
I have done Panto, yes.
Okay.
I last did Panto when I was 65, which is a few weeks ago, and I thought that's probably
that was it
now.
Really?
It's 12 shows a week.
Yeah.
It's very, very hard work, and I'm, you know, one never complains doing it until you get to sort of...
65.
The third or fourth week of a 5-week run, and the knees go and the voice goes.
Yeah.
And if you get a cold, everything is exacerbated, you know.
Who were you?
I've been Widow Twankey and I've been Sarah the Cook. I took over when Les Dawson, God bless him, was taken ill at Wimbledon, and I took over at 3 days' notice to do Sarah the Cook with John Nettles as King Rat.
Right.
Yes. Who was the most marvellous King Rat,
because
he never shouted. He had a very good mic system.
Because he thought, I'm not going to lose my voice.
But I mean, normally
the
villain comes on and screams and shouts, doesn't
he?
John never sort of raised above a whisper like that. You know,
that's good, isn't it?
Yes, dead clever, because his voice was there the whole time.
Yeah.
And Rula Lenska was Dick Whittington.
That was a star-studded one.
It was a beauty, yes. Yeah.
Well, of course, at Wimbledon at the moment. Are we allowed to say who's at Wimbledon? Yes,
everybody.
Wasn't it Pamela?
Pamela Anderson was there.
She finishes.
Oh, did
she?
Yes. They did it in sort of a relay, didn't they?
Yeah. Yes, they've got people doing it for a couple of weeks, you know, or
which
whatever.
Is the way ahead for Panto. I think.
Excellent idea.
It's only the genie. I was talking to Barbara Windsor about it the other day, and the genie doesn't come on till sort of halfway through the first act.
Of course,
and there's a puff of smoke, and you say, "How about that?" And you've gone off again. You can go and have a cup of tea, and then come back with another puff of smoke.
That might tempt you back, Bernard.
I think it could, yes. Yeah. Mind you, I should probably have to go into training for the genie because they wear tight clothing and things like that. You know what I mean?
You could do that.
Could I?
Turn up in your undercrackers.
Oh, look out. look out there. Yes, I'll have
bit
to watch
of body
him.
Paint.
Yes.
Squeeze you into that bottle.
And a bit of sellotape around the back. Oh, dear.
So how many times did you do it altogether?
Oh, I've done it, I mean, lots of times. I didn't always play Dame, obviously, but I played Bernie the Bosun and all sorts of stuff. Yeah. I did a Panto at Oxford many years ago with Peter Noon, Herman of the Hermits, which was great. He was my son in that.
Right.
With Billy Dainty, who was one of the best Dames you've ever seen. Lovely old Billy Dainty.
Isn't it true that now health and safety is so fierce that they can't throw sweets into the audience in case it hits children?
True. Oh, that's
true. Apparently true. No, yeah, that's true.
I think it is.
Isn't that awful?
It is.
Oh, that
what
was
the point
bit
of going to
a
pantomime if you couldn't get hit by dolly mixture?
Yeah, and also, I mean, as Dame, you come on, the first entrance is Dame, you come on with the shopping basket and you've got, as you say, sweets and everything.
And then they all like you.
And you could be rude to everybody. If somebody comes in late, you say, "Hello, you're a bit late. Have you got a note?"
Yeah.
"Yes, what's your name?"
"Yeah."
"David." "Oh, I see. Well, sit down." "Oh, everybody, say hello to David."
Yeah.
"Yes, and then say hello back, David." "No, don't go all the way around. Just, you know." Oh, wonderful.
Was that your favourite bit, going off script?
It probably was, actually, yes, because you could just be rude and silly and everything else. And lovely gags you could do, lovely. Yes, I went out. I was coming past a pub and I saw this sign. It said, "A pint, a pie, and a friendly word for a pound." "Oh, it's a good bargain." So I went in, lovely young man there. I said, "Could I have the bargain, please?" "Yes, yes." Lovely pint with the froth on top. And then the pie came up and it was there on a plate with a knife and a bit of mustard. I said, "That's absolutely beautiful." "Yes." I said, "What about the friendly word?" He said, "Don't eat the pie." I mean, that, takes a bite of surprise, and woof, you're off.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Talking of going off script, did anyone see John Barrowman in Le Cage aux Folles?
I did. I did. He was magnificent.
That was a masterclass.
I missed it.
Did
you miss it?
No, I missed it, yes.
Oh.
No, I was. I should have gone up the first night and missed it.
Yeah.
I was working or something.
He was fantastic.
Yeah. Jill saw it. And
If ever a man was destined to be in a basket of suspenders, it was John.
I think it was John.
Really?
Yeah. It was John, really. Indeed.
I remember him when he very first started.
Well, you worked with him.
Well, it was the very first thing he did in the West End.
What was it called?
Anything Goes. And I remember him coming to my dressing room door with his parents, and the only thing he wanted to talk about was the Wombles.
Oh,
a broad Scottish accent, you know. It was wonderful. Yeah, I mean, a lot of fun.
No, he
with
was
that.
Scottish back then.
Yeah.
No, he had this. He had this extraordinary.
John's bilingual.
Yes,
totally.
But not with language,
absolutely.
With accent.
Yes,
he was broad Scottish, and then went straight to Chicago, where he lived. You know?
Yeah,
amazing.
He's in Panto somewhere now, isn't he?
He's in Cardiff again.
Yes. Of course he is. Yes.
In Cardiff.
Yes. Hello, John. If you're listening,
he's taking all the casual fall frocks with him, I'm sure.
Yeah. When I went to see him at the interval. The company manager came.
That's right.
Came back.
No one can be more showbiz than John. He actually brings you backstage at the interval.
And I was ushered back in the interval because they said, John would love to see you. So they took me through the bar to the backstage area, and John was standing there with nothing on his lower half.
But he was wearing a mask.
But a pair of tights.
He fills a tight well.
Oh, yeah. He does. It fits where it touches, that boy.
Have you done an interview in the last 30 years, Bernard, where you haven't been asked about the Wombles?
No, I don't think so.
Is that the first thing that you still get asked about? And, until Doctor Who, maybe?
Yes, I mean, a lot of people ask about it, certainly. And Jack and Nori and all those sort of things, you know. Yes. Well, I remember you, when we were talking after we first met, you said, Wombles, and you had a Tomsk toothbrush holder.
Do you know, I did remember.
And
you told me a tour about how doing the voice, because you did so many episodes. Tom Scott.
Yes, he started out as being sort of, he was the big strong one, so he was a bit sort of slow like that, wasn't he? Yeah, right, I can lift that, it's easy, you know, and puts a motor car on his back, whatever. And over the episodes, he degenerated, he slipped way back. And we got to about, I don't know, 39 or whatever it was episode, and I suddenly found I was going, hello, do you go? And I had to sort of wind him up again, you know, because he'd really regressed rather badly.
Yeah.
And children used to stand on Wimbledon Common in the hopes of glimpsing a Womble, didn't they?
No, but they used to take rubbish and strew the rubbish around the bushes. And the rangers would have to say, I'm sorry, can you pick that up? Because they're not coming out today. They're coming out, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes, apparently. How they stood there with cameras. It was huge.
You wouldn't be allowed to do that now.
No, it'd be too dangerous.
Elven safety.
It'd be taken off the air.
You'd probably be shot by the rangers.
Yeah.
Yes. Pick that rubbish up, no, bang.
And what I find from reading these notes that we have been supplied with.
Have you got notes?
I've got notes on you.
Can I see them?
Yeah, you can, look. You were the voice of Busby.
Busby, yeah. I was, yes.
I didn't remember that.
Yes.
Busby, he was a British
the
Telecom
BT bird,
thing, wasn't
yes.
he?
Yeah.
And Irene Handel was my mum.
Oh. Yes. Hello, Busby. Naughty boy. She's going on all day.
How did Busby talk?
Let me see. I've got to think now. Can you give me an hour or so?
Yeah, sure. We'll get back to you on that. Yeah.
Yes.
Hello, Busby here. Yeah, you're a cheeky little sort of cockney sparrow.
Quite high energy.
Yes, high energy, high voice, and a lot of John Barrowman's uplift in the lower regions. Yes.
I think we need to play another record because we've got the news coming up soon, and we want to squeeze in a bit more. So here is, what's this? What we got coming up?
How do you know? Is it the top one?
Is it the top one?
Yeah. Oh, it's Drumming Song.
Can I just say, I think you're doing terribly well with all this technical stuff around you.
Well, it hasn't worked once yet.
I'm really... But
why don't you cue this one, Bernard?
I didn't realise you were quite so grey-haired.
you just stick your finger in the air and point and the music starts.
Well, see, it does then.
It works for Bernard Cribbins.
Yeah, it's only when it's old Muggins here.
Yeah, technophobe, you see.
And this is instrumental, we can talk all over it. We won't. Okay.
Don't do it.
Go on, Cathy.
Fireflies by Owl City.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, not the instrumental drumming song by Florence and the Machine, because as it happens, I was looking at the wrong bit of the computer.
It just takes a bit of a while to get to navigate around.
It does.
And it helps if you can read, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, don't
just
show me
before we go to the news, because that was Owl City, someone here, Mark Paxton's got a new business.
What's his new business?
It's an owl sanctuary.
Really? How's business?
It's a hoot.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Bernard Cribbins is going to stay with us. Cody and Velvet Club are coming up. This is BBC Radio 2 online on digital.
And on 88 to 91 FM.
Yeah, come on!
We just cut Bernard Cribbins off in the middle of an anecdote because we thought the mics...
I don't do anecdotes, love, I tell lies. Yes.
Well, we thought the mics are opening soon, it might be libelous.
There's one here from Jemima in Hampshire.
Yeah.
I'm making garden implements.
Oh, and how's... You have to do the form.
You have to say,
I've got a new business. We say, what's your new business? You say it's
what the new business is.
And we say, how's it going?
Any more of this heavy directing and I'm going to leave. It's written down here as I just read it.
I've
got a new business.
Oh, yeah.
What's your new business?
Just wait.
Right, okay,
I've got a new business, says Jemima in Hampshire.
Oh, and what's Jemima's new business?
I'm making garden implements.
Uh-huh. How's it going?
Raking it in.
Well, hey!
Very good.
Yes, wasn't really worth waiting for, Jemima. I'm sorry about that.
Now, I've got a new business.
By the way, I gave the wrong...
Give them all credit? Sorry, I said the wrong song.
Somebody gave it and some... And now I've lost all the bits of paper. The person I said did the one before for the news wasn't him.
Wasn't him.
It was somebody else.
Do you feel it's falling apart at this particular moment?
A little bit. It was going well.
I'm going to bring it back.
Came in, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
Right, okay, well, I should go.
We were all... David Gardner is who I should have credited. And the person I did credit...
was someone called Jeff.
Somebody else. And Happy New Year to you, whoever you are.
But anyway, people, I've got a new business.
Oh.
Me. This is me.
Catherine.
Yes.
Yeah.
No one's texted this one in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got
Bernard,
a new business.
Do you want to take this one, Bernard?
No, not particularly.
Oh, okay.
No, I'll probably ruin it.
Not got the angle.
And what's your new business?
I'm making and distributing salt and pepper condiments.
Oh, okay.
Bernard, that's rude.
Yeah, that is rude. And how's it going?
Well, it's seasonal work.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Sorry, can you do it? I didn't... Oh,
yeah.
Got it. Yeah,
well, you were asleep, weren't you?
Yeah,
there
you go. Dropping
off
there.
You were asleep, Granddad.
Seasonal work. You've got a nerve, honestly. Oh, you can tell she's got red hair, can't you?
That's just by my smell. Did you see that card that got taken out of a leading supermarket?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, you'd have been in America. There was a card. Can I say the name of the thing? No, best not. It's all right. Don't give him the advertising. It was a card and it was a picture of Father Christmas and a little boy with red hair. And the caption went,
"Oh yes,
Father Christmas loves all children, even ginger ones."
Oh no.
Yes.
Yes.
And in the end, they were forced to take it off the shelves.
Absolutely.
Now, come on, people.
It's getting bad.
It's getting bad.
That's pretty disgusting.
Do you get a lot of flack with yours?
No, I don't,
actually.
You've
got lovely Barnet.
Just
flack
smashing. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it's like I
don't know
said...
why you dye it that colour, though. I probably don't.
Why I dye it purple? I don't mind at all, but I think if I had a ginger child, I'd be very upset.
What, you swap it for another one, would you?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
It is a curious thing that this...
I don't understand it at all.
I
what's wrong with it? You know, nothing at all.
I think it's a lovely thing.
Beautiful. Would you say? Yeah. Let's just move off the subject.
Listen, Bernard, I think we have to kick you out, apparently.
Why?
Just
because I'm a bit ginger.
Rid of you. I think you're out past your curfew.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think.
Is my carer outside?
I think,
yes.
Yeah.
They've come to...
Yes. Yes.
Ferry you back.
My incontinent trousers. Are they out there? Yes. Listen, it's been lovely to see you.
It's been so nice to have you in.
And
I think you're handling all this technology with aplomb, both of you.
Well,
you really are.
In a minute, I'm gonna point for a song and it's going to happen.
Really?
Don't build it up.
I have to go before that happens?
I think you should probably stay and witness
that.
Stay and witness it.
Yeah.
We're going to say goodbye and Merry Christmas to Bernard Cribbins.
Goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Catherine, goodbye, David. Merry Christmas.
See you very
to you,
soon.
See you very
yes,
soon.
2010 is yes. glorious.
I'm yes. building up to it and...
Oh, the power of the finger.
Wonderful.
House Martin's Caravan of Love.
I've just found something very exciting.
Yeah.
In the prize.
No, wait for it. We're doing the prizes in a minute.
Oh, okay.
You can't. You've got to jump the gun. You're jumping the gun.
Oh, I've got to give it a build
first
up.
First of all, we've got a new business from Ian Lamont in Watford, whose timing was also slightly out. Because if he'd managed this 10 minutes ago, we could have had it done in the proper voice.
Oh.
But Ian Lamont from Watford, he's got a new business.
What's his new business?
Yeah, so it's a womble business.
Really? How's that going?
It's picking up.
I like it.
Yeah. Should have been done as Madame Cholet, but she's left the building, unfortunately.
Oh.
Lovely Bernard Cribbins.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, we've got to do the competition.
Okay,
we're doing the competition. We have two callers already sorted. Don't call in for that. Don't do that.
Oh, why aren't people calling in with new businesses? Oh, they are. Oh, we should take some of those calls as
well. Have we got anyone online right now?
No.
Oh, no. No, don't go that way. Don't go
freeform. Don't do that because we're doing Pull the Other One.
We are doing Pull the Other One, yes. So there's two people, they're online already.
Yes.
I, to be honest, the rules are sketchy.
The rules are sketchy at best. It's, we say a question.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So they'll be online. Yeah. Is it online?
We should have figured this out off air, shouldn't we?
Or is it on air? That's what I mean, not online. On air.
They'll be online and on digital on 88 to 91.
It's all there. So they'll be on air as we ask the question.
Yeah.
And the first person to interrupt with the answer will get to choose whether it's cracker A or B. We will read half of the joke and they will have the length of the record to come up with the answer or closest to it.
But if they don't like the joke that they get given, they can say, pull the other one.
Oh.
So then they can choose from the other cracker.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do.
You didn't you think up a...
A new business?
No. No, didn't you? Didn't
do you know what I did?
Yes.
I thought I made a joke about Christmas and I love it and it's a good one and it sounds like it's a Christmas cracker joke, but honestly...
This was someone asked you for your favourite Christmas
cracker
joke.
My favourite?
Your Craven?
My John Craven Christmas joke. No, my favourite Christmas joke. And I said, well, I haven't got one. And they said, oh, would you make one up? And I was like, no, I haven't actually got time for that. But when someone throws down that sort of challenge...
Sure.
I rise to it.
No stranger to a competitive streak.
No, that's right. So here it is. Who is the bane of Santa's life?
I don't know. Who is the bane of Santa's life?
It's only the elf and safety officer.
It's an excellent Christmas joke. I'd say it's too good for a cracker, though.
Too good for a cracker.
Yeah.
Too good for a cracker.
Anyway, that was very good. It will be probably a less good joke that you'll have to figure out the punchline to. And we have prizes, right?
We are, yes. Now I can tell you why I'm excited.
Now, tell us why you're excited.
Because in the stash of prizes that we are offering comes a DVD by the name of Big John, Little John.
I cannot believe.
The complete series.
This is
remember that?
I do, but it's 30 years ago.
I know. Big John, Little John, what a way to grow.
And the title sequence where you saw him growing. Now, we were just, He was a man. It was kind of like Big, wasn't it? Except he actually became a kid and a grown-up.
Now, I can't remember. Did he become his own father? Was that the story?
Was it something like that?
It would have been a bit weird, I suppose. Weird for his mother, if that's what happened.
Well, slightly, yeah.
Yeah, slightly.
And it was a kid's show.
It says here, Big John, Little John is an NBC classic kids comedy from 1976. As John, a junior high school science teacher who takes... Oh, he was a high school teacher, takes a sip from the fountain of youth.
Right.
And then becomes a 12-year-old version of himself.
Where did he find the fountain of youth?
Well, was a science teacher, so maybe he made it.
Yeah, he probably...
he made it.
In a Petri dish.
Yeah, he did it with a Bunsen burner.
Yeah.
Don't put your hand through the orange flame.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can put your hand
through... Yeah, the orange flame's fine. Well, I mean, it's not advisable, but... Yeah, it was the blue flame you had to really be aware of.
Really, don't put your hand through
that.
Now,
is that the complete first series or just the complete series?
Well, it says the complete series.
Maybe there only was one.
All 13 episodes.
Oh, maybe, so, there was only ever 13 episodes. It felt like it went on for years.
Yeah, but to be fair, they probably just kept repeating it and we were too young to realise.
Well, I mean, you can win that today.
You can win that among many others. Goodness, we've got Titanic.
Is that like some special super duper edition of Titanic?
It does say it's a special edition, only
it's
because it's wrapped in cling
box.
Foil.
Yeah, yes. And it's got a cardboard sleeve.
It has got a cardboard sleeve, yeah.
I've got Charlie Borman, Sydney to Tokyo. That's a man on a bike.
I've got a signed CD of Will Young.
Oh, that's
greatest
rather good.
Hits. That is good.
Yeah. The Hangover.
Oh, now, have you seen that yet?
That's a very funny film.
That is fantastic.
Very funny film.
I've actually seen that film 6 times.
Why 6 times?
Because it's brilliant.
And it also guest stars Jeffrey Tambor.
Yes.
My new best friend.
Your new best friend, your new BF.
I'm slightly in love with him.
Are you?
Yeah.
He's the dad in that, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Yeah.
What does he play in your...
He plays my therapist, and I've just been making a pilot for NBC.
For NBC? Yes. Home of Big John, Little John.
And Jeffrey Tambor plays my therapist. I've never laughed so much in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, how fantastic. Brilliant.
Yeah. We have Merlin, Volume 1, Series 2, Episodes 1 to 6. Series 2, Volume 1, Episodes... I should probably say it that order.
Yeah.
It's quite a hefty package for 6 episodes.
Yeah. Well, it's got, as you say, it's cardboard sleeve.
Yeah.
I've got Davina Fit, brand new, for 2010. Ooh-hoo! But as it's not the new year, I'm going to say 2010.
Oh, you don't
and
care.
And compliance be damned.
Yeah. Davina Fit.
Look at that.
She is fit.
She's so
look
fit.
Look at those. Look at that washboard
stomach.
If you had
abs like that, never wear a jumper.
No.
Never cover them up.
No.
That's
no.
how you have to dress in that little bikini or whatever they're called.
How much work must it be to keep like that?
Oh, I don't know.
She's a driven lady, isn't
I wouldn't
she?
Know. Yes.
God bless her. I would love a bit of a Davina.
I've got Crooked House, which I...
Oh, that's Mark Gatiss's thing.
Yeah.
So very good.
Brilliant, scary, funny and dramatic.
Very good. Brand new series of Shooting Stars on DVD.
Brilliant.
It is, according to Heat magazine, a joyously funny return of Shooting Stars.
And they would know.
They would know.
Boom. Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. Haven't actually heard of that.
No.
But it must be a hidden gem.
And it's from the archives.
It is. It's based on a play by Tennessee Williams.
How extraordinary.
I know.
Tennessee Williams didn't write a play called Boom, did he?
Well, no. I think he...
That's the Hollywood... That was the Hollywood title.
It's probably Count a Hot Tin Roof, but they just thought, Colin, yeah. Boom. It'll be fine.
God, smack it up.
Boom. It's actually boom exclamation marks.
It so is.
Definitely not, wasn't the original title. Yeah. I'm amazed.
Elizabeth Taylor gets top billing over Richard Burton. Was that always the way?
I think she was the bigger star.
Was she the bigger star?
Yeah, I reckon. She was. Wasn't she the first person, actress in the world to be paid $1 million for Cleopatra?
Yes, then quite
got,
right too.
Then got pneumonia and pulled a sickie. She did.
Did she?
Yeah, well, Cleopatra took about 4.5 years to make, apparently.
Well, it was worth
she couldn't shake that cough. She was really, really ill. She was really, really ill.
Tickly throat for years,
I
she
know.
Had.
I know, yes.
That's why she'd keep getting married.
Do you not watch the Bio Channel?
No, I don't. I don't think I get the Bio Channel.
Maybe it was an E! Hollywood True Story.
I don't get that channel either.
Do you not?
I just have Freeview. I don't feel I need any more.
I thought that was on Freeview.
It isn't.
Is it not?
Well, I haven't found it. Maybe that's beyond QVC. I don't really go further than that. I don't go to QVC.
Do you listen to the radio on the telly? Have you ever done that?
I have done that, yeah. And then you don't know where to look.
Yes,
you sort of find yourself watching the screen. You think, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
Do you feel that it's because the sound appears bigger?
Just because if there's a screen lit up in the room, you feel like you have to look at it.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, we've got the quizzes coming up.
Have we got callers online? No. Song?
No, we're going to... This is Mumford & Sons. This is Little Lion Man. And it's the quiz right after this. My finger isn't working again! Mumford & Sons.
Little Lion Man.
One of the new finds of 2009, I'd say.
Indeed.
Little Lion Man. You said that like you've heard of them before. Are you a fan of Mumford & Sons?
I was playing along.
Yeah. I didn't need to deconstruct that moment either, did I? We've got two callers.
Brilliant. David?
Yeah. Mark.
Mark, okay. I was saying David, tell me who
me.
The caller is.
Yeah. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, how are you?
Good, yeah, I'm all right, thank you.
Merry Christmas. Just
trying to sleep off a little bit of Japanese whiskey this morning, but I feel, yeah.
Japanese
trying to sleep
whiskey.
It off?
Well, yeah, I had a bit of a lie-in, yeah. My dad has a nice bottle of Japanese whiskey, so we got through a little bit of that last night.
I didn't know they made whiskey
Neither
in
did
Japan.
I.
Very good, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Epsom.
Epsom in Surrey?
That's correct, yeah.
Near the Downs?
Not far away, yeah.
Very good. You know the race course?
Yes.
I'm just referencing everything I know
you
about Epsom.
You know everything.
That's it, I'm done now.
Yeah.
Spent most of my youth at that
And
race.
Salts.
Yeah, and the Epsom Salts, yeah.
Is that, are they actually from Epsom?
The Epsom Salts?
Yeah.
I think they got them from, yeah, there's an area called the Wells, and I think they were got from the Wells. It was a Victorian.
Right. That's what you need this morning to get rid of your
Japanese whiskey.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah. And what do you do, Mark?
I work for a charity. I work in Norwich for an organisation called Voluntary Norfolk. Who kind of support voluntary organisations and recruit volunteers and that kind of thing. It's a great place to work. I love it.
Volunteers for what?
For loads of different things. For supporting elderly people, young people into volunteering. Loads of really worthwhile projects, really.
Brilliant.
Presumably you live in Norwich.
I do, yeah.
You don't commute from Epsom every day.
No, that would be nasty.
That would be tiresome.
Yeah.
But you're down visiting the folks for Christmas, I guess.
I am, yeah.
And right.
Yeah, God bless them. It's great to see them. Eamon and Kath, they're lovely, lovely people.
Eamon and Kath.
Eamon and Kath.
Yeah.
And why the Japanese whiskey?
I just think he got it as a gift. I love Japan, and I went there, but I didn't buy him it. But he got it from a friend, and it's lovely. It's really good. Yeah.
Really. You're really enthusiastic about this Japanese whiskey.
Probably too enthusiastic, maybe. Yeah.
How late did the night go?
Yeah.
Last
do you remember
night?
Anything of Christmas Day?
Oh yeah. No, it was just probably just the extra one I didn't need.
Yeah.
Before bed, you know that was the thing really. So, yeah, no, it was very sedate. We had a lovely lunch. Mum did a great dinner. And my brother's here and he stayed under control, so that was quite nice for a change.
He stayed under control? Why is he prone to going off?
Stayed under control given the Irish whiskey. Yeah. Oh no, it wasn't Irish, Japanese.
I'm only winding him up. He's a good lad.
Is he listening to you now?
He's in the next room and hopefully he's gonna help me out with the question.
Are Eamon and Kath in the next room as well?
Eamon and Kath, yeah, Kath's in the kitchen.
Oh, see, she's no rest for Kath.
Oh,
no,
poor
she's getting lunch sorted out already.
She is.
Turkey curry.
Dad's not too great. Dad hasn't. In fact, give a big shout out to my dad because he doesn't keep very well. He's in bed, I'm afraid, not very well.
Oh, Eamon.
I hope you feel well soon.
Yeah, get well soon for 2010. 2010. What was
2010?
What would you say? 2010, 2010?
I'd say 2010.
Would you?
I think you're right in following the corporate guidelines, and Catherine, I salute you for that. And 2010 sounds like it's good corporate policy.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think good corporate policy is a good thing?
I think in your case it probably is. Yeah.
Oh, right.
We don't want to go into.
I'm a wild card.
Where corporate policy hasn't been followed on the wireless.
You know, on the wireless.
On the wireless.
I think you're right to follow it.
I am right to follow it.
Well, yes. Well, listen. You were going to play. You're going to get to pull a cracker.
Do we not
in
have
a minute,
to?
But we have to speak to Neil first.
We've got to speak to Neil.
Yeah. So stay there, Mark. Go nowhere.
Okay. Thanks.
Neil.
Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Hello, Neil.
Hello. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to
you're
you.
You're from my own country.
I certainly am. From a wee town called Glenrothes in Fife.
Glenrothes. Yes.
Is that like Glengarry and Glenrothes?
No.
No, that's very different.
That was a film.
Glengarry, Glenrothes. That would be. I'd quite like to see that film, though. Glengarry, Glenrothes. Jack Lemmon doing a Scottish accent. That would be good.
That would be.
Yeah. How's Glenrothes this morning?
Absolutely freezing.
Is it? Have you had snow?
Oh, we've had quite a bit of snow, but not today. But it's just been absolutely freezing.
Yeah.
And so I've got to go out tonight and work in that. So I'm not looking forward to that.
Doing what?
I'm a HGV driver working for a chicken feed company.
Oh.
So if you want your chicken on the table, they need feeding.
They do.
Is it nice organic corn-fed chicken?
Yes.
Should we draw a veil over that?
We do them both.
Right, okay.
It wouldn't matter. David would eat it anyway.
I'll eat anything. I don't mind.
He'd eat the chicken feed.
To be honest, I am. I'm just stuffing it in at the moment. I'm just doing. I had two Christmas dinners yesterday. Two.
Two? What? Yeah. Not so like full ones.
Yeah.
Extra, you know, sprouts and everything.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't have sprouts the second time.
No.
They were left in the oven by mistake.
Do you know, apparently, if you taste sprouts, when you put sprouts in your mouth and they taste of earwax, which to be fair, I think they do anyway, but if the taste of sprouts reminds you of earwax, apparently you've got superior taste buds.
Right.
That's
true. I thought you were going to say it's a poisonous sprout or something.
No, because that's what they taste like.
I don't think...
Don't you?
Earwax, maybe my taste buds.
Well, your
aren't
taste buds are
enough.
Definitely not superior.
No, they're very,
we've established that
they're
with
very
what
rustic.
You shove down
I
your
have,
mouth.
I have peasant taste buds. How were your taste buds?
Shaka.
Oh! How were yours yesterday? Neil, did you have a nice Christmas lunch?
Aye, we did. We didn't have the traditional. The kids are not great on turkey, so we actually had chicken, so.
Ah, okay.
Chicken
okay.
Fed by your own fair hands?
Well, it was a bit of both.
You won't know, will you?
My wife actually worked yesterday.
What does she do?
Wow, what does she do?
She works in the kitchen in Glenrothes Hospital.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
So she's actually there now. She's probably listening in. So
what's her name?
So, yes, and so it was a bit of both. It was a case of helping each other there. She came back and she finished off. And
right.
What's her name, Neil?
Sorry?
What's her name?
Mariana.
Mariana. Merry Christmas to you, Mariana, if you're listening.
Mariana, now that's not a Scottish name.
No, she's actually from a little town in Germany called Nieheim.
Oh, how exotic are you?
Wow.
I lived there for 15, well, nearly 13, between 13 and 15 years with...
Neil?
I bet you're a bit of a local celebrity in Glenrothes with an exotic German wife.
Well, we try. Yeah. We go down to the old the German shops down the town. The wife likes shopping in them.
The German shops?
German shops?
You know, the German companies. If you want me to mention the names, The Big E and the Big L.
Big E and Lidl. The Big L. I have no idea what you're talking
Lidl.
About.
The Big A and the Big L.
The Lidl.
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 Oh, I thought it was... Is that German?
It's German, is it?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Mm. Do you know, I thought that was just in the north.
No, no. Aldi as like well. That's one of the biggest. That's one of the biggest families in Germany. That one, the Aldi family.
Oh,
one of
wow.
the richest families in Germany.
Of course, like an episode of QI, this, isn't it?
Well, there
where
you
do,
go.
Where do our other supermarkets hail from? Sainsbury's must be British.
Yes, I think so.
Tesco's, who knows?
Marks and Spencer's.
Littlewoods. We're all just having to mention them all now
mention
for compliance
them all now,
reasons.
Yes.
You understand.
Asda.
And what are your kids called, Neil?
Dean and Victoria. Victoria's in listening to the show through the other room. And
hello, Victoria. Where is Victoria? How old is she?
Victoria is 10.
Oh, get her on the phone.
Come
Let's
on,
speak
then,
Victoria. To
Victoria. She's run away.
Oh, she's run away.
My wee son was dying to talk to you,
oh.
David.
And where is he then?
Hang on.
They've all run down the Lidl sale.
I'm upstairs with a phone, and I'm going to get him on the phone to speak to
Oh, so Dean's there as well.
Dean's upstairs playing with his Lego that we just built this morning.
How old is Dean?
Dean is 7. You want to speak to your Dean? You want to speak to David? Yeah? Hi, go on and speak to David.
Hello,
Hi.
Dean. Hey, Dean, how
Hello,
you doing?
Dean.
Fine.
It's David and Catherine here. And did you have a nice Christmas?
Yeah.
What are you building with Lego?
Lego Power Miners.
Power Miners?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great, those Power Miners, aren't they?
Oh, you know.
Yeah. And I collect some.
Do you?
Oh, brilliant.
And what one is it you're building just now?
The
Power Miner City.
The Power Miner City.
The blue
City.
One.
Power Miner City. A little bit of prompting there from Dad. And how are you quite good at it? Are you quite good at building them yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, you follow the instructions and everything.
Yeah.
Are you gonna try and help your dad with this competition?
Yeah.
Did you watch Doctor Who last night, Dean? Oh,
forget
sorry.
It.
Yeah,
bye, Dean.
Bye, darling.
Hi, David.
Hello, sorry.
Hi, he was dying to talk to you.
Well, it's lovely to speak to him.
Well, Victoria, she's run away, hidden in the cupboard, so she doesn't want to talk to them.
Yeah. Oh,
so you split the family, don't you?
We should play this competition, or should we play a record first? No, don't play a record.
Come on.
My fingers, look, I'm waving my finger, nothing's happening.
Look at that. Well, I always do that.
what we do now is, Catherine will read out a question.
Yes, I will.
And the first person to say ho, ho, ho.
Can we just check, Mark, are you there now?
Oh, I'm still here.
There we go.
Give us a ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, it's quite low-key.
Yeah, it's okay.
Quite, and Neil, do you want to give us a ho, ho, ho?
Ho, ho, ho.
So Neil is more
Green
the sort
giant.
Of chest resonance.
Yes.
And Mark is more the throat resonance. That's what we'll be listening
That's
for.
That's what we'll be listening for. That's how we'll know.
Yeah.
Now, the Christmas question. Are you ready?
Yep, right.
You interrupt me whenever you know the answer. Which country donates the Christmas tree?
Ho, ho, ho.
No, that was Mark.
Oh.
Norway.
Ooh, he's right in there. Didn't even finish the question.
Yes. Well done.
Which country donates Christmas tree to London, Trafalgar Square each year?
It is indeed Norway.
Did you know that?
I would have said Finland, to be honest.
I would have said Finland.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Norway. You're absolutely right. Which means, Mark, you get to choose between cracker A or B.
Okay, I think I'll take A, please, sir.
Fine. Okay. I mean, it makes no difference.
We're going to pull it on air.
We are. This is live.
Here we go. Oh,
I've got
David's
the thing.
Won.
I've got it. Oh, I've got it. Oh, look at that.
What is it? Looks like a...
I've no idea.
Let's
what
have
is
a look.
That?
I think it's a key ring. It's just,
I can't get
know.
The rest of the gubbins out. Here we go. Right. There's no hat. No. Oh, there's a hat.
Stop
Do you want to put
it.
Your hat on?
Yeah.
Okay, Mark. I read you this question. Do not give an immediate answer. Decide whether you want it or not. A barrel of beer fell on a man's head, but he wasn't hurt. Why?
Mm.
Say nothing. Just think. Do you want to stick with that question? Or do you want to pull the other one?
My mum's trying to give me an answer. That's a terrible answer, mother. Sorry, I've got to trade that question.
You're gonna
pull the other one.
I think I will. I'll pull the other one.
Okay, so Neil, your question is now: a barrel of beer fell on a man's head, but he wasn't hurt. Why? You got that, Neil?
Yeah, I got that.
So think on't while we pull the other one. There we go.
It's me now.
Yeah, you've got this one.
Bang.
Didn't bang.
Oh look, I've got a yo-yo.
Well, that's quite a nice presence in these ones.
It's not quite. Oh look, I've only got a hat.
It'll be in there somewhere.
There it is. Okay. Where do fish get their petrol?
So, Mark, that's okay, your that is yours. Question.
Where do fish get their pets from?
So no, sorry, darling. No. Where do fish get their petrol, their petroleum?
Like fuel.
Oh, yes.
So, okay, so you've now got to hold these questions tight to your bosom and mull over them while we play... What's this? Let's not... I want to play It Doesn't Often Snow at Christmas by the Pet Shop Boys. I've never heard of that.
Oh.
Do you know the Pet Shop Boys? It's a Christmas song.
I didn't know that,
I thought
no.
they were far too intense for that.
Yes.
So, we're going to play that.
We're going to play that. You have a mull
over. 3 minutes and 47 seconds and tell us what you think.
Tell us what you think. And Good luck. Can be the right answer or nearest. Or, come on, let's just go funny.
Yeah. Although I think compliance states that if they get it bang on, they win.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
And then after that, it's down to whatever we see fit.
Yeah.
Okay, point the finger, Catherine.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is the Pet Shop Boys. Nathaniel.
Perfect. Well, I mean, I think presumably it was released in the run-up to Christmas. I've been out of the country. I've missed all this, you see, all this festive frolics. But usually you keep up with the top 20, don't you?
Yeah, so I do, yeah.
What's been the problem there? And the X Factor didn't get the Christmas number one.
No, Rage Against the Machine got it, didn't they?
As a fan of the X Factor, Catherine, were you a bit disappointed?
No.
Their grip on the public consciousness?
No,
maybe
I wasn't. I must admit, I did get sucked into watching the X Factor, but...
But the minute it finishes...
I'm very fickle. And my favourite went out very early on. That's good an eye I've got.
We should mention that every person who's in the quiz gets a Jonathan Ross Show mug.
Every person, the two of them. the crowds that we've got waiting on air.
It's quite an ugly mug.
It's.
I thought it would have a nice jolly picture of Jonathan on it.
Yeah, it's a bit abstract, isn't it?
It's got a sort of abstract, slightly 70s.
70s looks a bit like...
Municipal building
broken
look.
Broken paper chains.
Yeah.
But anyway,
we should speak to Mark and Neil again.
They're glad of it. Yeah.
Are you thrilled at the prospect of your mug, Mark?
It does sound like a thrilling prospect. Yeah, I'm just pleased I got to speak to you instead of Rossi. Really, I got to speak to a proper star.
We don't slag off the Ross.
I beg your pardon.
No, I'm only joking.
Rossi is, frankly, knows how to work the machines, which is more than can be.
I love you as well.
Rossi's fingers work better than ours. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. When he nods for a track, it's there.
It's there. It's all in the eyes with him.
Oh yeah, it is. It's just he raises a nostril.
He's not got to wave his hands in the air and waits for nothing to happen.
He just thinks tracks into being.
That's true.
So, Mark and Neil, before the record, we gave you your Christmas cracker joke to crack. Neil, yours was a barrel of beer fell on a man's head, but he wasn't hurt. Why? Are you still there, Neil?
Yes, I am.
Do you have an answer for us?
I've got two.
Oh, I don't know about two.
You
might have to give us your favourite.
Because we don't know how that works.
And then the compliance man next door is having a heart attack. Yes. So you might give us one, and then we'll
problems.
Yeah, okay.
Probably because it was the best beer in the world.
It was the best beer in the world.
So it wouldn't
be. And from you get in the advert.
I see. Yes.
Yes. Good.
Now you're talking.
Do you want to give us your second one?
No,
don't
do that.
Compliance won't allow it. So you're going to go with why did the man's what is it? Let me have a look.
There you go. There it is.
So in answer to the question, a barrel of beer fell on a man's head, but he wasn't hurt. Why? You're going with probably
because it was the
best
beer in the
world.
I think that's not a bad answer.
It's not a bad one at all.
Actually,
it's not
wrong,
a very funny one.
But it's, listen,
no,
I think...
It's neither funny nor right, but...
In the circumstances...
It doesn't matter.
The fact that you come back with anything at all.
Exactly. So it's a hard one, I think.
And
now, what do? Do we say what it is?
No. We go back to Mark now.
Yes,
and
we go back to Mark.
Has got to say.
Hello, Mark.
Have you been thinking?
I've been thinking, I'm not going to set the world alight with this one.
That's okay. But I'm going to ask you, Mark, where do fish get their petrol?
From the Shell garage.
On the nose.
Pretty
and actually better than what's written down.
Actually, yes.
Because you know what's written down? I can't say.
Yes, you can.
Oh, I can say. Compliance. He's lost his head, the man. On the little bit of paper, all it says is Shell. It's like I couldn't even be bothered to do what Mark's done and say from the Shell garage.
Yes,
that is good.
It is good, but it's quite interesting that it's a trade name. is the answer to the answer to the BBC quiz.
The answer to the BBC quiz. And the man from compliance is just grinning inanely.
He can do nothing about it.
As if to say
the man from compliance has been stitched up by the cracker.
He has indeed.
Could we say other brands are available?
Well, we could, should say that. Frankly, that's not what it says on the card.
Other oil providers are available.
And Neil almost gave a plug to a beer company as well.
He did.
You know, that's fine.
Should we say what the correct answer is? Yes.
Oh, yes,
to Neil's
yes.
joke.
Neil, what was your second one, by the way?
It was totally wild. It was a bitter experience.
Oh, see, oh, he's nice. Doing the puns.
Nice. I think you're working hard
yes.
there, Neil.
The
Frankly, you're working a lot harder than Mark, but he got it right, so he's
got
to win.
The actual answer to the question, a barrel of beer fell on a man's head, he wasn't hurt. Why? It was a light ale.
Mm.
Oh. Oh, a groan there.
I see.
A groan. They're not. I'm sorry to big myself up, but they're not as good as the health and safety officer.
They really aren't.
I need to make my own crackers next year.
There was something on Radio 4 recently about Christmas crackers and puns and how it's a bonding experience that the jokes aren't funny.
So, I see.
That's part of the tradition.
It's a festive collective
but
groan.
But if you ask people in other countries, what you tell them that we do this thing and that we have crackers and they don't have jokes and we have jokes and that aren't funny, it's bewildering.
Do they have
people.
Crackers in other countries?
I don't know about that. Actually.
Don't know.
But they certainly don't have funny jokes in them.
Okay.
Or unfunny jokes in them. Anyway, so listen, all these marvellous prizes are coming to you, Mark. Are you excited about Big John, Little John?
Do you remember Big John, Little John?
Do you know what? I don't.
What age are you, Mark?
How old are you?
I'm 38. I should.
You should. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what you were doing with your time. You were probably watching Nelly and Noah on the other side.
Probably out on your bike having a life, unlike Catherine and I,
sitting
who were locked
in front of the telly.
Yeah, with the curtains closed on a summer morning, watching Why Don't You,
which always seemed to come from Northern Ireland.
Yes,
I know. Is it Why Don't You? Just sit down in front of your television set and go do something less boring.
I'm going to make something out of clay. So we've got some other prizes as well. So I'm sure we'll send you something as well, Neil.
Well, you're definitely getting a mug.
You're definitely getting an unaesthetic mug.
Yes.
Unaesthetic.
Okay, that's great. Totally great.
Listen, have a very Merry Christmas, all of you.
Have a lovely Christmas.
Yeah, you guys as well. Have a nice Christmas.
And to Eamon and Kath and to Dean and Victoria and Mariana and anyone else we mentioned.
Yes.
The Finlayson clan in Fife.
That's right. And everyone at the hospital.
Yes.
No problems.
Very good.
Thanks very much.
Well done, guys. Take
Thanks
care. Have a very good New
Merry
Year.
Merry Christmas.
Just a quick, very quick favour, Dave, before I go.
Yeah.
My two lovely children, Neve and Declan, I just wanted to say hi to them.
What were their names?
Neve and Declan.
We didn't talk about them before.
Yeah, they're the joy of my life, yeah.
Are they there?
No, they're not, unfortunately.
Oh, well.
They cause me so much joy.
Long story. Don't get me started.
Oh, sorry. It's Christmas. We're all happy.
Right, mate,
well, listen, Neve and Declan, we wish you a very Merry Christmas. We say hello from us here.
And well done your daddy.
And well done your dad. He's probably got some prizes he's going to share with you now.
Yes.
Big John, Little John. You can
Big
pass
John,
that on.
Big John, Little John, yes.
Take care, guys. Have a very happy New Year.
Thanks so much.
Now,
brilliant.
Imminent now.
Imminent and brilliant.
Is the Codeine Velvet Club.
Yes, Vanity Kills. They're going to be.
Their new album's out on Monday.
Yes.
We're very excited. And this was the first single from that album. This they will be playing live in a minute, but this is on recorded media. And it's called Vanity Kills.
Vanity Kills, do the finger. So, Alan Farrelly's got a new business.
Has he? What's Alan's new business?
He is de-icing car windscreens.
And how's business?
Yeah, he's scraping a living.
Nice. Well, yeah, good. Well, Kynan has one too.
Really?
Also sing happy birthday to her sister, Maya.
Oh, happy birthday.
That's just by the by.
Yeah,
because
the real reason
that Kynan texted in on 88291 text will be charged at your standard message rate. Kynan knew that.
Mm.
Was Kynan a girl or a boy?
I don't know. Let's say they've got a new business.
Kynan's got a new business.
Yeah, what's Kynan's new business?
Kynan works with pigs.
Really? Yeah. And how is business?
It's a bit of a bore.
Oh.
Nice.
I do like that.
Yeah, that's quite good.
That is good.
We have to, we have Codeine Velvet Music Club.
Coming up.
Literally setting up around us as we speak now.
Polishing the drums.
Ross is bringing his drums in.
Yes.
And it's all going to start happening very soon. Probably after the news, though,
yes.
To be honest. We've got one more song before we go. Do you want to do the finger?
Yes, I do.
Come on.
I like this song.
Yeah.
This is The Power of Love Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Takes you back.
It does take you back. I'm not going to do it yet. I'm just going to tease them. I just want to play
see how
out
on
of it.
They are.
See how on it they are. I'm not even going to look at them when I put the finger down.
No.
So this is the power of love on this Christmas Boxing Day. Yes!
And that's the power of the finger.
Hey!
Hollywood and the Power of Love on Boxing Day morning. It's David Tennant and...
It's Catherine Tate with a mouthful of pan au chocolate.
For Jonathan Ross. This is BBC Radio 2, online, on digital and...
on 88 to 91 FM.
Black Eyed Peas. Get your headphones on, Catherine.
Get
there we go.
Get my headphones on and act like it's... matters.
it's Boxing Day. It's Radio 2, David Tennant and...
Catherine Tate.
Oh, you're a bit slow.
Sorry.
What happened during the news?
Do you know what? It's because we have just received such a fantastic new business.
Yeah.
I'm at the same time delighted and actually a little bit upset that...
That you didn't think of it.
I don't think I could think of it.
We'll come back to that.
We will.
Because right now, in the studio with us, is the Codeine Velvet Club. They are here. They are live. They
and they're awake, given that they were up at 4:30 this morning.
Wait, you left Glasgow this morning?
Yeah.
How snowy is it?
Not bad. It's okay.
Yeah, there was some more snow, I think, during the night.
Is it really cold?
I don't think it was that cold.
Oh. You wouldn't admit it because you're hard, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I'm going up this week.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm worried I've become a soft southerner.
Really? You're actually going to need a jacket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, Codeine Velvet Club is John Lawler and Lou Hickey, who are both looking lovely this morning. We also have Ross on drums.
We do.
And now, are you actually part of the... Are you officially a Codeine Velvet Club?
Oh, yeah.
Well, do we count Ross? Are we allowed to...
Could be getting the sack.
Yeah. It all depends on today, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. The train home.
You've not even got a proper mic. We can sort of can't hear you. I think they're very much telling you.
I think that's
you don't count.
They don't want me.
There you go.
That's how far away he is from the mic.
The nation.
And we also have Jamie Lawler down in the corner here. John's son is here. Yeah. Well, come up and say hello, Jamie. You need to come to the microphone. How are you this morning?
I'm all right, yeah.
How early did they make you get up?
4:30.
4:30. Have you ever been up at 4:30 in your life, ever?
No.
How early did you get up on Christmas Day?
My brother made me wake up at 5:30.
Oh, 5:30?
What age is your brother?
1.
Wow. Oh, well, he's allowed.
So it wasn't because he was excited for Christmas. He was just, that's the
he
time he wakes up.
He was just hungry.
Yeah,
he wanted some milk.
And what age are you, Jamie?
I'm 10.
And did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Lots of PS3 games.
Excellent. What ones?
Pro Evolution Soccer 2010.
Sure.
Batman Arkham Asylum.
Sure. Other we probably shouldn't go into
other PS games are available.
The compliance man just fainted.
He
outside.
Just yes, they've
but,
rolled him out.
You should enjoy those. They sound like good yeah. Christmas presents. I've played one of those games. Very good. And Jamie, what are you? You're on a computer. What are you doing? Are you running the band?
No, not really.
What are you doing with that?
He's emailing his
mates.
I just need to press a button.
Oh, so Jamie is integral to the whole success of this morning's.
Yeah, you know.
You're not going to tell us what his button does.
No,
it's not really not that exciting actually. Okay. It's a bit of a cheat.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
Is it the button that you mime to?
Yes.
Now, John, you're probably known more famously for being the frontman of the Fratellis, right?
Yeah.
But they haven't gone away, the Fratellis.
Oh, of course not. No. We're just...
That's good, because I love the Fratellis.
Well, yeah. I saw you wearing a T-shirt once.
Yeah, absolutely.
My big sister sent me. It's excited. Yeah.
Wow, it's a very cool band. Yeah. But this is an equally cool band. Vanity Kills, which has already been out, is a fantastic track.
Yeah.
And the album comes out on Monday.
Yep.
It does, yeah.
The album comes out on Monday with... Hopefully, no competition.
Yeah, as Ross said, straight to number one with 12 copies.
Yeah. there's not a lot of stuff gets released the Monday between Christmas and New Year.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah.
Clean up.
And you, now John and Lou, you met through John's wife, is that right?
Yeah.
What's the story there?
Well, I perform with a burlesque club in Glasgow where John's wife, who
is... A burlesque club? Does that mean in your knickers?
No. I wear fabulous cocktail dresses.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Are there other people in their knickers dancing around you?
Yeah, I see.
So you perform as a singer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Not as a hostess, David.
But John's wife is Chelsea
Frequence.
Dagger. So that's how I and Heather were good friends.
Right.
And she just kind of put John and I in touch because I was wanting to write some songs, and then the Codeine Velvet Club was born.
And are you gonna have two bands, two careers, kind of in parallel with each other, or have you worked it out, or have
the
you sort of
week?
Said?
I don't know what that work.
Are you gonna do, you know, part
weekends
of the year with
and
the Fratellis?
And weekdays. And, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, we'll do this as long as we can get away with it. You know.
Mm. Brilliant.
We're having a ball just now. We just finished.
You've been touring,
a half-week tour, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Right. I'm very excited. I got handed the album this morning. I'm very much looking forward to hearing
good stuff.
The rest of it. Yeah. And what track are you going to play for us today?
We're going to play Hollywood,
which is the next single.
It is, yeah.
But it's also a double A-side.
It is,
with I'm All Over This.
Yeah, yeah.
With I Am the Resurrection, the Stone Roses track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brave.
But you're not going to play that.
No.
Because you don't get so many royalties if you play one of their songs. Well, listen, we're going to play another track while you tune up. Is that what musicians do? I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
We're going to play a track from one of Scotland's other fantastic bands who you've played with, Ross. You've played with the Proclaimers?
Yes.
Yes.
Don't bring him, Ross. It's just embarrassing when we can't hear him. It's just...
you're not on this, on Letter from America, though? Or do you go way back?
No.
2001
I joined.
2001.
We just have to say that Ross is actually having to stand up and crouch so he can be heard.
That's how much he wants the job.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're very delighted you've made the trek.
Brilliant.
Down
thank
south
you
today. And after the song, we'll hear from the Codeine Velvet Club.
Well,
but
indeed.
For now, here's the Magic Finger.
Do we love that?
It's only the Proclaimers. Let from America. From one of Scotland's all-time greatest bands to Scotland's next greatest band. Do you see what I did there?
Yes, you did.
The Codeine Velvet Club are here and they're going to be playing live for us. This is your next single.
Yes, yeah.
And this is called Hollywood.
Yeah.
Take it away when you're ready.
Wowza!
Fantastic! Oh,
brilliant.
Yes!
Oh, my goodness!
Playing live in the studio. They were up at 4 a.m. and that was fantastic.
And they can still sing.
They can
like
still
that
do it, and that's after Christmas.
Yes!
Yeah.
Congratulations, sounds brilliant. Did you have
brilliant
a good Christmas, though? We didn't do that. Did you eat, drink, and be merry? Or did you know you had to be up early this morning?
Well, you were up at 5:30 Christmas morning, presumably.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it was a noisy Christmas, yeah.
Right.
It was good, though. It was great.
Well, that was fantastic.
Brilliant.
And well done,
really
Jamie,
brilliant
pressing the buttons.
Yes.
I guess the string section was down to you on the laptop there, Jamie.
No, they're outside.
Oh, yes. I see.
We can't fit them in.
That's
there.
You're just channeling it through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jamie is wearing a very cool Beatles Abbey Road t-shirt.
Yeah.
Is that because your dad's a rock star? You have to wear cool t-shirts.
Yeah, yes, he's
absolutely
nodding.
Well, listen, guys, the album's out on Monday, and I think it's going to be great.
It's brilliant. Good
that
luck with
fantastic
it.
Fantastic. Very
thank
good
you
luck.
Thank
with
you
it
so much for coming down.
Thank you.
Cheers.
And now we play another record.
We
oh,
do
that
play
wasn't
another
very smooth, was it?
Oh,
it was all going really
goodness
well.
Goodness me! It's only because you've poo-pooed my new business.
What have you? You've got a new
no
business?
I'm not. I can't say this one yet because
this
one's so brilliant.
This is gold. We must have some more. Do you still?
Can I do my one? This is my best one.
Yeah, go
that
on.
I did. This other one just wipes it out of the water. So I've got a new business.
Yeah. What's your new business?
It's a random one, I know, but I'm a Red Riding Hood lookalike.
Really?
Yeah.
And how's that, how is business?
It keeps the wolf from the door.
Hi, hang on.
Hi, hang on. Thank you. Thank you for that.
We should keep you, Ross. That's quite useful.
That is quite useful, yeah.
Yeah, that's quite handy.
Oh, they all sound so much better with that.
Don't they? Here's Coldplay.
BBC
Radio 2. Oh, that was tuneless. It's David Tennant and
it's Catherine Tate
sitting in for Jonathan Ross on Boxing Day morning.
Look what I've just found on the desk.
Yeah.
It's a toy out of the cracker.
Yes.
It's not a very good one. It does appear to be a spring.
Yeah.
And a bit of wire hanging out of it. And I think it's supposed to be like a puzzle. It's
is
a
it
bit rubbish. Well, isn't it? Unless
I couldn't work out what that one was. That's why
unless
I
it's fallen off someone's bike, but I think it was a present.
What can be a puzzle about it?
I don't know.
What's
you're
puzzling?
You're supposed to just wind the ring around the spring and get it out, but come on, people.
Oh,
mind
please
you, we saw the quality of the jokes. We didn't think the toys were going to be any better.
That's true. Peter Davison is waiting eagerly in the wings.
He is.
He's here. He's got two shows today in London's glittering West End.
Gosh, on Boxing Day.
Oh, they don't hang around. It's still a Saturday.
Oh, yes, yeah. It is. I remember that.
So he'll be doing all that soon. So it's rather good of him to come here first.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Legally.
But first, we do have some new businesses.
Still
coming in.
They are actually coming in thick and fast. People have been brilliant.
Yeah, they have been really good. And have you got any there?
I have got one here. Yes. It's quite a different format, but this is Ben in Southport.
Yeah.
He's got a new business.
Yeah, what's his new business?
Well, he's set himself up as a surrealist.
Okay, how's business?
Fish.
I like his thinking.
I like it.
Oh, I've got nothing so bold as that. I've got nothing so deconstructed as that.
No, nothing so surreal.
Have
you got the quite... We have, you know...
We have got a who off.
We have got a who off. Oh, no, let me find my who off one.
Where's your who off?
I do. I think I can remember it from memory, but I can't remember who said it.
Well, I've got one from Stoke Podges. Peter at dalek.org.uk. Oh, so you can see where his thinking is based.
He's just been waiting for this.
He started a new business as a seller of Doctor Who toys.
Really?
Yeah. That's his new business.
What? Well, how's business?
It's making oodles of cash.
Oodles of cash. See,
I don't mind
that.
That's not bad.
I think that's quite good.
But you've got another who related
one. I did have one.
Have you lost it?
I have lost it. No, here it is.
Okay.
Ah, that's a shame. I was only looking at it for it because I thought I could say their name, but just a phone number.
Don't read out the phone number.
No, I'm not going to. I've got a new business.
Yeah. How's your business?
Well, would you like to know what it is first?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, come on.
Don't ruin it,
because we'll never get Panto if you can't even remember the setup.
All right, sorry, start again.
I've got a new business.
Oh, yeah, what's your new business?
I am the landlord. This is quite important. I'm the landlord of a shop selling Doctor Who memorabilia.
Yes, hold all these words in your mind. Yes, and how's business?
It's not going well. If it closes, we will need a new tenant.
Hurrah!
Do you say?
We should send that straight over to Pamela Anderson, who's on in about 5 minutes.
She's getting her leotard on now, or is it Ruby Wax now?
I've got... I don't think we need any of these. Yeah.
I've got the most brilliant one, but I'm going to save it right at the end.
The end of the show.
And please let us get a finger going and get a tune on the...
Oh, no, hang on, wait, stop.
You're
dangerous with your finger.
I'm so sorry. It is like an auction, isn't it?
It is. You have to be, because there is one. Before we go to a record, we have a caller with a new business.
Oh, we do have a caller with a new business.
I think we've got, is it Bernard?
Is it Bernard from...
From London?
From London, is
Hello.
It?
Hello.
Oh.
Hello, dear.
Hello.
I just couldn't stay away, could you?
I heard you doing your Red Riding Hood thing.
Yes.
And I'm in the Red Riding Hood, a new business.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. You see, you keep the form, keep the form.
Right. So would you like to say you've got a new business?
I've just said it. Can't you listen, come on. I've got a new business.
Bernard, what's your new business?
I'm in the Red Riding Hood lookalike business.
Oh. You're in... Oh, right. So how's business?
I'm not out of the woods yet.
There we go.
Cue the record.
I'm quite frightened. There's two Doctor Who's in the studio.
Yes.
Two Doctors, I keep saying that wrong, don't you? Yes. It's not two Doctor Who's, is it? No.
You spend a year on the show.
When will I learn that your surname isn't Who?
I wonder if that was the plan from the beginning. Sorry, hello.
Hello, Peter Davison
is here.
Good morning. I wonder if that was the idea from the beginning. Was that? I suppose it was, because the question mark was always there, was it? I mean, way back, I'm talking 1963.
Well, the question mark was always implied. It's never actually been there, though, I guess.
I think it has. Wasn't it? Didn't I read somewhere that at the beginning it had a question mark? Are you sure?
I don't think so.
I don't think
so. Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
Nicely tried, Catherine.
Doctor Who.
Yes.
Hello.
But Peter, you're on your way to two shows today.
I'm on my way to two shows, yes. It's as you said, it's Boxing Day, but it is a Saturday, so I have two shows of Legally Blonde at the Savoy Theatre, London.
The musical.
Yes. Yeah.
So does that mean being a Thursday on Christmas Eve you had two shows as well? Or are your matinees not on
No, we had one early show.
Okay.
Most Western shows have one early show on Christmas Eve. But we've got two on New Year's Eve, which I think is a bit cool.
Are you in a New Year's Day?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah. Really? Wow.
It's brutal.
It is brutal. Yeah.
It's the
not that you're not loving it.
No,
of
I love it. It's a marvellous show. Come and see it.
Of course, and we will.
Yeah, no, it is good, actually.
Yeah, I bet it is. Oh, I love a musical.
Not me particularly. Sheridan Smith is.
Sheridan Smith is playing. It's not Renée Zellweger, is it? It's the other one.
No, it's Reese Shearsmith.
Reese Shearsmith from The League of Gentlemen is playing Renée Zellweger.
In the latest Dumb and Dumber.
Lord. Yes. Yeah, she's playing that, yes. Elle Woods, actually, is the name of the
Elle Woods, yeah.
And have you got a little chihuahua?
Personally, I don't have a little chihuahua, but we do have chihuahuas in the show. And we've I think two have been fired already.
Oh, really?
We started off with a number of them, and they had to do a bit of business.
Sure.
And the first couple of dogs failed miserably. Then we had one dog that did it very, very well. And up until about a week ago, then it's just stopped doing the business.
Right.
So they then got another dog, which they've actually called, because it was a sort of very young dog, actually called the name of the dog in the show.
Oh, really? So
which is Bruiser. So every night there's an announcement for the show, and tonight's Bruiser will be played by Bruiser. But and he or she, I'm not sure which, is actually brilliant.
Oh, great. Absolutely
fantastic. And it's called that, it's been indoctrinated since birth so that it will do this.
Well, I don't know since birth because it's literally come on board in the last couple of months. But
so it had,
that was just fortuitous.
Either just didn't have a name or they've changed it and brainwashed it in the last couple of weeks. Yeah. I'm not sure how that works.
Well, you can do that with a dog, can't you? They're quite suggestible. Yeah.
It's quite tricky though, because that dog can never go home and leave its character behind, can it?
No.
You can walk out a stage door.
I think the dog belongs to us now, collectively. It's now our dog.
But this has been a big hit in America, hasn't it?
It's always a big hit in America. Unfortunately, it got struck down by the recession.
So not that huge.
Well, you know,
it was huge.
But like a number of shows on Broadway just died a death when that big recession hit. So they revived it over here. Sonia Friedman saw it in New York, loved it, and brought it over here.
And they brought the creative team as well, did they?
Yes. Oh, yes, we've had the Americans. They've gone home for Christmas.
Right.
Gone home for the holidays.
Although we loved them dearly.
Sure.
Because they watched every night, and we were it was so intense. You know, they're real sort of Broadway people and love every show, and they're watching every move you make. It's a bit of a relief they've gone home.
Is it
Christmas.
A little intimidating?
Well, in the nicest possible way. They're very wonderful.
Yeah.
And they're very, very encouraging. They can't quite get used to the sort of self-effacing Britishness of us going, oh, I don't think it was very good tonight, because they're used to America.
Everything's wonderful.
Going, I really rocked the world tonight. so they get a bit frustrated with Sheridan and myself particularly, I think, who tend to go, didn't think it was very good tonight. Just not quite
all right.
But generally speaking, it's going very well.
And it's all Brits. It's yourself, Sheridan Smith, you said, Duncan James from Blue, which is
yes.
his official surname.
That's right, yes.
And Jill Hapney.
Jill Hapney, as you said yesterday. Yeah. That's right.
Is it? Is
no,
it?
It's Jill Halfpenny.
It is Jill Halfpenny.
Jill Hapney.
And then I thought, yes, we have a right to call her Hapney.
So she's...
Yeah, we do.
We do.
She's playing the woman in the salon.
That's right,
is she?
Yeah.
Right. I have seen the film along...
Yeah.
It's a good film.
Yeah.
It's not a bad film. I think it's an even better musical.
Yeah.
Because the addition of this music, which is fantastic music, it's a real sort of step up from your bog standard sort of...
And you've done musicals before.
Well, I did Chicago, which was really one song.
Yeah.
Mr. Cellophane?
I was
lawyer.
Amos, yeah. And then I did Spamalot, which
doesn't
really, it was a fantastic show to do and I had enormous fun, but it doesn't really count in my mind as a proper, it's a sort of musical where if something went wrong, it just made the show better.
Right.
Whereas this, I think, it's all about kind of precision.
It's all quite drilled and quite,
absolutely.
Is that quite nerve-making then?
Terribly for me because it's this is noisy Americans. It's outside my comfort zone, the singing part of it.
Right.
And I have to make my entrance and am singing in about the space of sort of 20 seconds.
Oh, so you don't get to warm up to
just literally come on. And then everyone, not only the audience, but everyone on stage, the nature of the scene is they just are just sitting staring at me.
Yeah.
Like some kind of jury. It's a real...
But it's all good. But you've been previews for a couple of weeks now, right?
Yeah, it's a long preview period because of the Christmas holidays.
Right.
So we don't actually open until the 13th.
Oh,
and
your
nerves have been proven unwarranted thus far.
Well, yes. I mean, you know, I don't know how you feel about the first night of a show. It's that feeling. It's the closest I think I can imagine us getting to an execution.
Yeah.
Because there's the inevitability of that curtain going up the prescribed time and you walking on.
Yeah.
It's just the most terrifying thing. And you just don't know when you walk on if anything's going to.
Don't you think it's really exciting, though, as well?
It is. On it is tremendous. Yeah. And when you get used to
not
it.
I agree, though, the very, very first public preview performance is, I do, every time I do it, I just think, why on earth am I doing this? Yeah. This is ghastly. I want to kill myself.
Oh,
and yet it changes so quickly. You know, literally
a
week in. By the way, would a Red Riding Hood impersonator keep the wolf from the door? Because I think the opposite happened, didn't it? Really?
Oh, there we go. Analysing the new businesses.
You can only deconstruct the old ones if you come in here with a new one.
With a new one. Don't come in here as the bank manager I've gone to for the loan for my new business.
Yes.
And my business plan isn't quite panning out.
Don't be Duncan Bannatyne.
No. Would you keep the wolf from the door?
Well, no, he didn't keep the wolf from the door. Didn't keep the wolf. I don't know. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
The atmosphere in the studio is tons of ice.
It is, and I'm going to... Can I just say, talking of musicals, can I just say to you what my mum said to me about you? And she said, David... She said, he's absolutely fantastic. Do you know what someone needs to do with that boy? Put him in a musical. But put him in one,
yes.
As if you've got no choice about it.
I
mean, they need to find someone whose life story he can tell and put him in a musical.
Oh. It has to be a life story.
Apparently so.
Okay.
Well, I've got the perfect part for you, David. I'll talk to you about it later.
Tell
it.
Have you ever done a musical?
Only at drama school.
Yeah.
But that's, I probably shouldn't even mention that, but that fantastic sort of musical segment you did at the party, Doctor Who party last, you know, the song.
Yes, which the public will never see.
Sadly, because it was fantastic.
Yes, but it was slightly saucy.
Was it?
We probably shouldn't even be talking about it.
Probably
there'll be some
not.
The compliance man is nervous that
what
he's...
What was it? I wasn't...
Yeah, you were in it.
Okay.
Now, here's a coincidence, David, actually.
Oh, you mean that one?
I was listening earlier, and David happened to mention that yesterday he'd had two Christmas dinners and that a bowl of sprouts.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
I had exactly the same coincidence. A bowl of sprouts left in the oven and never made it to the table.
Really?
See that happening in
it's
two different places.
Isn't it?
Let's play a record. This is lovely, actually. Do you know Tim Minchin?
I do, yes.
Tim Minchin has released this song for Christmas and it makes me cry every time. Oh. It's called White Wine in the Sun. We'll come back with Peter Davison after this. White Wine in the Sun.
How brilliant.
It is such a lovely song.
And if you've never seen Tim Minchin live, go.
You must. It's a great experience.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Peter Davison is still here just before he does his two songs today. Two shows today, rather.
Songs.
Although, how many songs do you have?
I've got one main song involved in about 50% in the other one.
Right.
And one big one at the end.
Oh, how lovely. I'm very jealous.
Yeah.
Catherine quite fancies being in a musical.
Oh, I'd love to be in a musical.
When are you going to do some Les Mis thing with Big John Barrowman?
Yes. Oh, my goodness me. I mean, no.
No. No.
I mean, no.
No, that's not.
No, that's...
What am I talking about?
You think you're me and you blab your mouth out about things that haven't been announced yet.
Nothing's been announced. I don't know.
Because there's nothing to announce.
We should probably not be drawing attention to it.
Anyway.
Stop right
but
now.
You have a musical background, Peter. Oh, dear.
Moving on. He's put his foot in the plate again.
Oh, I love it. The appliance man. He's actually exploded.
He actually has his head actually in his hands. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Okay. I'm in a cold sweat. But Peter, you have a musical background.
I have written songs for many, many years with fairly limited success.
You've written a couple of theme songs.
I have, yes.
You've written a theme tune and sung the theme tune,
and sung
you?
The theme tune, yes. I am Dennis, an aspiring Dennis Waterman. You're absolutely right.
Now, this happened twice in television history?
Yeah. Oh, one I sang and wrote, and the other I just wrote and someone else sang.
So if we play this one now...
Yeah, we're not sure about this, are we?
I'm not sure this
is the right version.
Listen to this. That's you singing.
Is that you?
Yes.
Yeah. So who's Steve Brown?
Steve Brown's name has come up in the computer,
no idea who Steve
but we
Brown
shall
is
remove
he's
that.
He's getting your royalties.
I hope he's not getting your PRS check.
Have we played enough for me to get a PRS check?
Oh, yeah, well, it's only 24 seconds long, so probably not.
Follow Mr. Spoon. Button.
How did that come around?
Well, it was through a producer. I'd done a show, well, my first ever TV with The Tomorrow People.
Right.
And I'd done that. And then I'd worked with the director on that. And then Sylvia, he'd remembered that I'd written songs. And he rang me up a few years later and said, would you like to write the theme tune for this series, Button Moon?
And then you also...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Gosh.
And then you also did Mixed Blessings.
Yes, Mixed Blessings.
A mostly forgotten 70s sitcom.
It was. They thought it was very edgy because it was about a mixed marriage.
Which at the time was, yes. That was enough. That was concept that was enough.
Yes, it was, yeah. But they tried to balance it out by making the girl, the black girl, an Oxford sort of a graduate, and the guy, white guy, was black, common as muck. So they thought that sort of...
Oh, even, that, yes,
that
sure.
Balanced it up.
Was
sure.
That in the 70s or the 80s?
It must have been in the... I think it was about 1980, I think.
Yeah, because that was considered controversial and edgy, yet... Love Thy Neighbour.
Exactly.
Massive hit.
Yes, yes.
But was Mixed Blessings, was it, I mean, is it the sort of thing that we wouldn't show now?
It isn't.
No.
Though,
was it just
no,
a slightly,
it wasn't,
just
it would
the
just
concept
be a bit
was
lame.
A bit out of,
it would be a bit
of
lame
now.
Yeah.
Interesting. So
and
it's
also
not,
it wasn't that funny. Sadly.
It wasn't Mind Your Language.
No. However, Mind Your Language.
Remember that?
Oh,
yeah. How did we get away with that?
London Weekend used to specialise in those very...
Really dodgy
sitcoms. Those things
sitcoms.
You never want to see again.
Yeah.
Just...
Who were the couple in Mixed Blessings? Do you remember?
Chris Blake and Muriel O'Dunton.
Ooh.
I don't know what ever happened
where
to...
where they are now.
Chris Blake sadly died a few years ago.
Oh, well, that's what happened to him.
But Muriel O'Dunton, I don't know what happened to her. But I'm not sure that she was really into the acting. She was a very, very bright girl.
How involved were you, though? Did you get to know them?
No, I just knew Chris, because we went to drama school together.
Right.
And he said, I'm doing this series, you know, can I... He wanted to be a pop star, as many actors do.
Right.
And so he said, God, I want to sing the theme tune.
Didn't sing that one. He sang
it.
How did it go?
Mixed blessings, it had to be. Mixed blessings, you
that
and
rings
me.
A bell.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah,
mixed blessings.
I'm seeing a wedding cake in the title sequence.
Possibly. Yes. It was literally about that. It was about, you know, how the black parents didn't approve of the marriage and the white parents didn't approve of the marriage.
Right.
But they loved each other.
Of course,
they did.
Many series did that run for?
I think a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you haven't done any since.
No, because acting, you know, I always said if acting sort of gave me up, it was another string to my bow. But acting has been quite kind to me, so I really haven't had sort of time to do it. But I still write the songs.
Right.
But part of the problem is with the modern day computer programs, you never finish anything. In those days, I used to bounce tracks from one, you know, two-track tape recorder to the other. And you ended up inside a day and a half with the song. Now the possibilities are so endless.
Yeah.
You know, 500 tracks of, you know, varying things you can put on. I just never finish anything.
We're going to have to nearly go, I think.
We are, but you are at the Savoy Theatre.
Savoy Theatre. You open officially on the 13th of January, but it's running now.
I definitely come and see that. Yes.
Apparently,
definitely.
According to the intraweb, you have unprecedented ticket sales.
Wow.
That's
so
good.
It's clearly going very well, but a few seats are still available, maybe?
I think some
seats.
That's the thing.
That's
you
the
have
standard
to say,
line, isn't it?
Yes, you have to say this. Well, they are selling very, very
well. It is going very, very well.
You can still get seats.
Yeah. Seats are available.
Well, good luck.
Good luck.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait. Thank you for coming in today. Have two very good shows.
Great pleasure.
And a Merry Christmas.
A Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Nice to see you.
Peter Davison, thank you very much.
Peter Davison in the house. You better leave enough time for me to say this new great
It's coming, we will.
Okay. Songs of Love.
Divine Comedy.
Oh, how lovely.
Theme tune to Father Ted.
Yes.
But also a very lovely song in its own right.
In its own right.
Well, we're nearly done.
That was the last song of our...
Of our Christmas reign.
Yes. Sadly usurped now.
Yes. I don't know who's... Lee Mack's on next week, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah. With Kate Thornton. Lee Mack and Kate Thornton.
He used to be a friend of mine.
Yeah. He didn't call you?
No.
Doesn't
return my calls
Kate
now.
Thornton's got showbiz pals now.
Yeah, he has. It's very upsetting.
No, we're nearly done.
We are nearly done.
We need to thank our guests, the lovely Bernard Cribbins.
Bernard Cribbins.
Who couldn't go away. He had to phone back after he'd left. Join in again. Could in Velvet Club, who played so
absolutely brilliant.
Are they on the way back to Glasgow?
I guess they would
be. That was a flying visit.
Yes, it would.
Oh, no, they're still here. They're still here, apparently. They're playing live outside Radio 2. They're on the roof.
And the brilliant Peter Davison.
The brilliant Peter Davison is off to do two shows.
Fantastic. Now, just before we go...
Well, thank you to everyone who contributed
today. Everyone who wrote in, you have completely got behind our new business game.
Yes.
But I would just like to say this is the absolute best one.
Do you think this is the best one ever?
I do, yeah.
I think this... Who's it come from?
It has come from Anne-Marie E., but right. I don't know whether that E has got a space in it. Anne-Marie and Declan. Now, I've got a new business.
Oh, yeah. What's your new business?
It's exporting trampolines to Prague.
Exporting trampolines to Prague? How is business?
It's really good, but the checks keep bouncing.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
The
sterling stuff.
And with that, this is BBC Radio 2, online, on digital.
And on 88 to 91 FM.
Have a lovely Christmas.
Goodbye.